بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
سورة البقرة The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said Recite سورة البقرة Read Surah Al-Baqarah, for reciting it is a blessing and leaving it is a cause of grief. And the magicians cannot counter it. This is a surah that chases shayateen away. The Prophet ﷺ said, Do not turn your houses into graveyards. Do not turn your houses into graveyards. Shaytan runs away from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. So let us see what the surah says. The surah whose recitation is a means of blessing, whose abandoning is a cause of grief. What is the surah? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih. Hudan Lil Muttaqin. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book about which there is no doubt. A guidance for those conscious of Allah. Who are the muttaqeen? They are those who refrain from sin, who perform the obligations, and who protect themselves from being punished in the hereafter. The fact is that taqwa is the foundation of every good deed. A man came to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and he said, Advise me. He said, I asked the same question to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said to me, أُوصِيكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Observe taqwa of Allah, for it is the head of everything. It is the root of every good deed. Every deed that is performed with Allah in mind, وَالْقَلْبُ مُتَوَجِّهٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ While the heart is directed to Allah, is paying attention to Allah, then that deed will be counted as عَمَلْ صَالِح, as a righteous deed. Because it is not possible that a person fears Allah, he remembers Allah, and then he does wrong. And if he does end up making a mistake, then the fear of Allah will cause him to repent. It will make him go back on track. Taqwa, what is it? It is to walk carefully. It is to tread carefully in this life. So those who fear Allah, muttaqeen, those who desire guidance, then Allah has revealed this book for them, for their benefit. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ They are those who believe in the unseen, who establish prayer and spend out of what we have given them. Whatever they have been given, they do not consider it to be just for themselves. They are not stingy with the gifts that Allah has given them. Rather, they share those gifts. Whether it is money, food, a good thought, knowledge, whatever Allah has given them, they give to others. And when they give, then what they have does not reduce. In fact, Allah gives them even more because of what they have given to the servants of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, A slave shall not believe until he believes in four matters. The testimony of La ilaha illallah and that Muhammadur Rasulullah, that whom Allah has sent with the truth. And that a servant must believe in death, in the certainty of death. And he believes in the resurrection after death. And he believes in Al-Qadr, in divine decree. Now if you look at all of these aspects, they are all part of al-ghayb. They are all part of the unseen world. The person who truly has taqwa, is this one. The one who believes in the realities of the unseen world. In the reality of Allah, His Messenger, the Day of Judgment, Jannah, Naar, Al-Qadr. And this is the person who will work in this life with the Akhirah in mind. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ They are those who believe in what has been revealed to you in the Qur'an and what has been revealed before you, all of the previous scriptures and of the hereafter. They are certain in faith. They have the Akhirah in mind. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ Those are upon right guidance from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ And it is those who shall be successful. These people are successful. These people are rightly guided. And on the other hand, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Indeed, those people who disbelieve, it is all the same for them. Whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. They will not believe. Some people are soft-hearted. They fear Allah. Allah's guidance is for them. There are other people who are hard in their hearts. Their hearts are not absorbent. Rather, their hearts are repellent. Their hearts are impermeable. They hear the truth. They see it. They read it. They know it. They recognize it. Yet, they do not accept it. Such people, no matter how much they are warned about the hereafter, no matter how much they are warned about Allah, their hearts remain unaffected. Why? Why? Because they are not seekers of guidance. When they reject guidance, then they are also rejected. So much so that Allah has set a seal upon their hearts and upon their hearing, and over their vision is a veil, and for them is a great punishment. They do not see, they do not understand. Even if the truth is bare before them, obvious before them, they do not understand. For such people is a great punishment. Then there's another category of people, the hypocrites. Some people, they are believers, inside and outside. In their heart is faith, and on the outside is amal salih. They also show faith. There are other people who are disbelievers, on the inside and on the outside. There's kufr inside and there's kufr outside. And then there's a third category of people who are disbelievers inside, but they pretend to be believers on the outside. They show that they have iman, but in their hearts there is not any portion of iman. And due to this discrepancy, their words don't match their deeds. What they say contradicts their hearts. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ And among people are some who say, meaning they say with their mouths, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ They say that we believe in Allah and the last day. But Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ They are not believers. They say we believe, but Allah does not accept their claim of faith. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They try to deceive Allah and those who believe. Because they lie. This contradiction of heart and tongue. Then in the heart is no faith, zero faith. But on the tongue a person says that he has faith. This lie, this contradiction, what is this? It is deception. They're trying to deceive Allah. They're trying to deceive believers. In their heart, they don't really believe in Allah. They don't really believe in the last day. But they say they do. Allah says, they do not deceive except themselves. They do not deceive except themselves. And they perceive it not. This is where we need to reflect on ourselves. We need to take a look into our hearts. Has the ultimate truth settled in my heart? The ultimate truth that Allah exists. That Allah exists with His attributes. That He is the one who is causing everything to happen. And that one day I shall return to Him. On a day when I have to be answerable for what I have done. When no deed of mine, big or small, shall remain hidden. Do I really believe in this? And if I say that I do, then do I really act according to this belief? Does my life show that I believe in an all-seeing, an all-knowing, an all-hearing God? Do my actions testify that I am a worker who will be called to account? I am a servant who is striving to his master. Does my life testify to this? Or is it that our tongues just say big words, I believe in Allah, I love Allah? Is it just that it is lip service and iman has not really entered the heart? Hypocrisy cannot be removed from the heart until iman settles in the heart. What we say, we really mean to say it. We really mean it from all our heart. And if that is not the case, then whatever a person says, whatever he says, I believe, I love, I follow, then whatever he says is merely words. It is just to satisfy people. This is deception. And this kind of lip service is not acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ They do not even realize. They do not even realize that they are deceiving themselves. This is also a sign of hypocrisy, that a person does not see, he does not notice, he does not recognize his own mistakes. And even if he does, he does not admit them, he does not acknowledge them. And when he does not acknowledge them, he does not rectify himself. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ In their hearts is a disease. They do not think rationally. Why? Because their hearts are diseased. Diseased with what? With the love of this world. Their priorities are different. They don't fear Allah. They don't worry for the akhirah. Their hearts are hollow. Their hearts are sick. And if the heart is sick, then how can one ever be in good health? In their hearts is a disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا So Allah has increased their disease. Why? Because when a disease is left uncured, then it gets worse over time. And for them is a painful punishment because they used to lie. They used to lie. And this is why for them is a painful punishment. What is the lie that they said? In their heart is one thing, and on the tongue is something else. The reality is one thing, and what they say is something else. Remember, lying is one of the biggest signs of hypocrisy. One of the biggest signs of hypocrisy. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, O people, beware of lying. Beware of lying. For indeed, lying is not from iman. It is not from iman. It is separate from iman. Meaning where there is iman, then that person does not lie. The person in whose heart is iman, then the tongue of that person cannot lie. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever has these three traits is a hypocrite. Even if he fasts. Listen to this. Even if he fasts, even if he prays, even if he does Hajj and he does Umrah and he says that he is a Muslim. If he has these three traits, then he is a hypocrite. What are those three traits? When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. When he's entrusted with an amanah, he betrays. And all of these things are different shades of lying. False promises, exaggerations, false claims of love, false claims of friendship, false praise. All of these are lies and they must be removed from our lives. Honesty and truthfulness is what we need to adopt. That before we say something, we check, is it true or is it not true? Otherwise, good deeds will be wasted. Because the one who lies habitually, then who is he? A hypocrite. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? That even if he prays, even if he performs Hajj, even if he fasts, then what does it mean? That because of his lying, all his good deeds nullified, they're wasted. Aisha radiallahu anha said, there was no trait more hated to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ than lying. This is something that the Prophet ﷺ despised. He hated it. So much so that a man would lie before him and the Prophet ﷺ's conduct with him would remain changed until it would become known that that person has repented. And when that person had repented from his lie, then yes, the Prophet ﷺ, his conduct would improve with him. So here again, we need to check ourselves. Where? What are those moments? What are those times? What are those places? What are those situations in which we end up lying? Why do we lie? Out of fear of people? To please them? To satisfy them? To look good in front of their eyes? In order to pretend to be what we are not? But what is the outcome of this? عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ A painful punishment. The Prophet ﷺ said, there will come to the people years of treachery when the liar will be regarded as honest and the honest man will be regarded as a liar. A time will come when honesty will be considered lying. But for this is a painful punishment. So no matter how common lying becomes, a believer does not lie. Why? Because he remembers that lying brings عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. What is that painful punishment? The Prophet ﷺ said that indeed hamim, boiling hot water, will be poured over their heads. The hamim will penetrate until it finds its way to the insides of the person. Then whatever is inside will fall out until it pours over his feet while it melts away. Then he will be reformed to how he was and the punishment shall be repeated. عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ The Prophet ﷺ said, in hell there are snakes with long rising necks whose one bite would cause one to feel the poison for 40 years. In hell, there are scorpions like mules, huge scorpions, whose one sting would cause one to feel poison for 40 years. This is why this is no simple matter. No matter what, lies must be eliminated from our lives. They must be eliminated from our lives. What will happen if we are embarrassed because of the truth? So what if someone will get upset? No matter what it is, it cannot be worse than عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. The munafiqun, Allah says about them, that when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers. They call their corruption reform. In reality, they are causing harm, but they think that they are bringing benefit. Unquestionably, it is they who are the corruptors, but they perceive it not. Why don't they perceive that their actions are destructive? Their actions are not causing reform, rather their actions are causing destruction. Why do they not realize this? Because the heart is sick. The heart is blind, so they do not understand. And when it is said to them, believe as the people have believed, meaning believe like the Sahaba believed, they say, should we believe as the foolish have believed? The Sahaba were foolish to them. Why? Because the Sahaba did not lie. They spoke the truth. Just like today, if a person speaks the truth, if a person adheres to the truth, then he is considered foolish. Allah says, unquestionably, it is they who are the foolish, but they know it not. And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, indeed we are with you. We were only mockers. Wherever they go, they become like the people who are around them. But they show loyalty to who? To those who are like them, to their own likes, to their leaders. Allah says, Allah mocks them. They mock at the believers. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. Allah mocks them and prolongs them in their transgression while they wander blindly. The munafiqun are happy with the immediate results of their treachery, of their deceit, of their lying, of their cheating. And they think they are very intelligent when they have lied. But in reality, they are only preparing more fuel for themselves in the fire of hell. But they do not realize this. They do not realize their foolishness. They do not realize their wrongs. And they keep running and rushing in wrong ways. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ Those are the ones who have purchased error in exchange for guidance. They have given up guidance. They have taken misguidance. So their transgression has brought them no profit. It will not benefit them ultimately, nor were they guided. Their example is that of one who kindled a fire. But when it illuminated what was around him, Allah took away their light and left them in darkness so they could not see. Summun, bukmun, umyun, fahum la yarji'un. They are deaf, dumb and blind, so they will not return to the right path. When there is light, we can see what things really are. When the light of Qur'an, the nur of hidayah, the light of guidance, it shines forth, we begin to see our faults. We begin to see our errors. But the example of the hypocrites is given over here. That those who do not wish to follow the truth, those who do not wish to mold themselves according to truth, rather they want that the truth should be molded according to their desires, then what happens even if they are surrounded by light? Even if they are surrounded by guidance, even if they are surrounded by sound knowledge, what happens to such people? They do not benefit from that guidance even in the least. Why? Because ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah has taken their light away. They become blind. They do not see their own faults. They do not see their own errors. So they do not benefit from this guidance in the least. Why? Because when they don't recognize their mistakes, they do not repent. They do not reform. They do not leave their sins. Rather, they become blind and deaf to guidance. So here we make dua to Allah. That, O Allah, as we journey through the Qur'an, give us the ability to recognize our mistakes, admit them, acknowledge them, and beg your forgiveness, and show us the way out of them, into light, into better ways, ways that you like. أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Or their example is like that of a rainstorm from the sky, within which is darkness, thunder and lightning. And when they're in the storm, they put their fingers in their ears against the thunderclaps in dread of death. They become afraid. But Allah is encompassing of the disbelievers. Meaning even if they close their ears, they cannot avoid the truth. The lightning almost snatches away their sight. Every time it lights the way for them, they walk therein. But when darkness comes over them, they stand still. And if Allah had willed, He could have taken away their hearing and their sight. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent. Some other people, what happens to them? They do not change themselves, despite seeing the light of guidance. Why do they not change themselves? Even if they recognize their mistakes, even if they learn about the right way, the truth, why is it that they do not change themselves? Why? Because they're afraid of accepting this deen. They're afraid to follow this religion. They're afraid of people. They're afraid of losing worldly benefits. They only do what is easy. When there is light, they walk. But when there is darkness, they stand still. When there is difficulty, they stop. Whenever deen is easy, something is easy to do, they do it. But as soon as something becomes difficult, challenging, they stop right away. They stop. They do not go forward. If Allah wants, He can take guidance away from them completely. But He has given them time, a chance to go either way. Perhaps they will turn to Allah in complete surrender. Then Allah addresses all of mankind. Because this Qur'an is for all people. It addresses all people. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, U'budu rabbakum, worship your Lord. Your Lord who created you and who also created those before you. Why should you worship Him? That you may become righteous and that you may be saved from a bad outcome. The Lord who created you, the Lord who has given you all of these blessings that you enjoy, the Lord whom you have to return to, and the one who will see what you have done, what you have been doing all your life, you're answerable to Him. He made us, we are going back to Him. So why not worship Him when He is our Creator? And if we have not lived according to His directives, then what will happen when we return to Him? If we have not worshipped Him in this life, then what will happen when we face our Lord after our death on the Day of Judgment? Then we would be in great trouble. So he who wishes to be safe there, he who wishes to be safe for eternity, must surrender to his Lord now. The freedom in this life is temporary. The freedom in this life is for a test. That do we choose, willingly choose to worship our Lord? Or do we choose to worship something else, our desires, or something else from the creation? Recognize your Lord, O people. Who is your Lord? He is the one who has made for you the earth, a bed spread out, and the sky a ceiling, and sent down from the sky rain, and brought forth thereby fruits as provision for you. So do not attribute to Allah equals while you know. You know that there is no one similar to Him. You know that He alone has created you and everything else. That He alone governs the affairs of the entire creation. So when that is the reality, then why would you associate any partner with Him? So, O people, do not do shirk. Do not give anyone the importance that Allah alone is deserving of. Do not love anybody the way Allah should be loved. Do not rely on anyone as Allah should be relied upon. Hope, trust, tawakkul, repentance, all of this for Allah alone. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My prayer, my sacrifice, my life, my death, everything for Allah. And this is ibadah. This is worship. And if you are in doubt about what we have sent down upon our servant to do ibadah, to worship Allah, we need to look at this Qur'an. What does this Qur'an tell us? What is it that Allah has told us to do? So if a person has any doubt about the Qur'an, Allah says, if you do have any doubt about what we have given to our servant, meaning this Qur'an, then produce one surah the like thereof. This is an eternal challenge. This is the book of Allah. Here is the truth. The reality is that no one has ever been able to produce anything like the Qur'an. Anything that matches the level of the Qur'an. That is similar to the Qur'an. Allah says, for this purpose, you may even call upon your witnesses other than Allah. Call all of the academics, all of the researchers, all of the best orators and authors in this world, the first and the last, the jinn and the men. Call upon them, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you should be truthful. But if you do not do, and you will never be able to, you will never be able to produce anything like the Qur'an. And if you don't believe in it, and you don't follow it, and you don't worship your Lord, then fear the fire whose fuel is men and stones prepared for those who disbelieve. This is a message for everyone. All those who find the Qur'an problematic, all those who reject the very existence of God, this ayah is a challenge to them. Look at this Qur'an and compare it with any other book. Does anything even come close to the brevity and the eloquence, the power, the effect, the content, the style of the book of Allah? No, there is nothing, absolutely nothing. Therefore, read this book, study this book, and know your Lord. If you want guidance, read this book. And if you are in doubt, then remove that doubt. And give good news to those who believe and do righteous deeds, that they will have gardens in paradise beneath which rivers flow. Whenever they are provided with a provision of fruit therefrom, they will say, this is what we were provided with before. Meaning in Jannah, people will be given familiar food. And it is given to them in likeness, and they will have therein purified spouses, and they will abide therein eternally, eternally, forever and for always. They shall never die. There is no old age in Jannah. There is no hunger. There is no thirst. There is no illness. There is no disease, no discomfort, no pain, no affliction, no distress. That is the life, the real home for which we have to strive now. But those who do not believe, who find faults in the Qur'an, who criticize the style of the Qur'an, the content of the Qur'an, then Allah responds to them. Allah says, indeed, Allah is not shy. He is not timid to present an example. That of a mosquito, or what is even smaller than that? A mosquito, or something smaller than that, looks insignificant to us because of our ignorance. Whereas the fact is that every creature, even if it's very small, even as small as a mosquito or smaller than that, is indeed an intricate creature that just comes in the dark and draws blood out without even us knowing it. Allah does not feel shy to present the example of something that is even this small. Those who have believed, they know that it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, what did Allah intend by this as an example? They criticize, they object. Allah sends astray many thereby, and guides many thereby, and He sends astray none except the defiantly disobedient. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Who are the disobedient, the defiantly disobedient, who are not guided by this Qur'an? Who are they? They are those who break the covenant of Allah after contracting it and sever that which Allah has ordered to be joined, and they cause corruption on earth. It is those who are the losers. Who is fasiq? Fasiq is the one who breaks his promise with Allah. What is that promise which every single one of us has made with Allah? La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. So if we say the kalima, but don't live it, or if we say the kalima, but don't act according to it, then this is breaking our promise with Allah. This is fisq, this is disobedience. And fasiq is the one who does not maintain good relations with the people. Allah has ordered that relations must be joined. Fasiq is the one who cuts off these relations. Our deen, remember, our deen is about giving the rights of Allah and giving the rights of the creation. How can you disbelieve in Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How can you deny Allah, His existence, His attributes? How can you reject? Look at your own self. You were lifeless. He brought you to life. In the womb of your mother, what were you? Lifeless. Lifeless. And if He did not put life in you, none would be able to do so. None would be able to do so. So if you are alive, it is Allah's favor on you. You reject Him, you reject His favors, then He will cause you to die. You're not living in this world forever. At the end of this life is death. Then He will bring you back to life. Death does not mean termination of existence. No, it means eternal life shall begin. And then to Him you will be returned. It is He who created for you all of that which is on the earth. Why would you deny your Lord, your merciful, generous Lord, who has created everything in the earth for you? He made you, He made us. And He also made everything that we need. Wherever we see, anywhere we cast our glance, whether we look at the mountains, or the clouds, or the seas, or the birds, the sand, or the grass, the trees, or the birds, or the bees, anything and everything in this world is tied together in a system that makes this planet livable for who? For us. So everything in this world that Allah has created, directly or indirectly, it is serving who? It is serving us. And we have been created for whose service? The service of Allah. He made all of this for us. And He made us for Him. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء. Then He directed Himself to the sky. Him being above all the creation. And turned the sky into seven skies. And He is knowing of all things. Notice the name of Allah, Alim, is being mentioned here. All of this that we see did not come to being itself. Allah made it. For who? For us. So use it. And don't forget the favor of your Lord.